Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting eighth. The catcher, Derek Parks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pat Mahomes. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Turner Ward. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Angel Miranda. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch strikes out. Nilsson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Knobloch out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miranda fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zerillo hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz takes first base on ball 4. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Munoz moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rabule hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Rabule reaches second base with a double. Munoz scores. Lewis scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parks hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mears hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole strikes out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Munoz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Winfield moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Laos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to second. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reed moves to second. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Derek Parks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parks is 0 for 1 in the game. Parks hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Stevens now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ribule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mieske is 0-for-1 in the game. Mieske strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cole is 0-for-2 in the game. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Puckett strikes out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch scores. Cole moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Munoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary strikes out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ribule scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leos takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Ribule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ribule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ribule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Leos moves to second. One out. Mike Ignasiak now pitching. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parks is 0-for-2 in the game. Parks hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mears. Cirillo moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cole hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Winfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Winfield hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mieske is 0 for 2 in the game. Mieske hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Laos takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rabiule is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rabiule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ignaziak fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Parks is 0 for 3 in the game. Parks hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rabiule scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. One out. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up beyond short. Valentin can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cole is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mieske is 0-for-3 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.